Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Genesis 2:15. Good morning, friends. It is time for the broadcast again, and we're back on the Gospel Alphabet. We will discuss that further in just a moment, but first, another scripture. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Genesis 3:17-19. Now, for a few comments. By now, you may have guessed we're back on the Gospel Alphabet, and we're down to the letter W, which stands for work. What a word. Would you like to do away with that word, work? I believe some folks would like to, but it is one of the established rules and laws of God for mankind. In fact, I think it is a wonderful law. It makes for happiness, health, and provides much pleasure to those with a desire to accomplish things. Life would really be dull without it. What if there was nothing to do but sit and wait for death to take us from this life? That would be no challenge. And if that were the case, then why life at all? But work is the law of existence. It is a rule by which the body, mind, and soul is made better. The story is told of a young man who applied for work at a small factory. The owner told him that he did not have enough work to keep another employee busy, and that he was sorry but could not use him. But to this, the young man replied, "I'm sure you have. You don't know what a little bit of work it takes to keep me busy." What a pity. And I am sure this young man was well on his way to failure in life. The rule is, you cannot get something for nothing, not for long, that is. The supply soon runs out. The ultimatum is given, you must work or go hungry. So, one of the most important things one should learn to do early in life is to work. Work is no disgrace. As a teenager, I chopped cotton, not the most pleasant thing to do, and it so happened I didn't have a lot to do of this type of work. I have picked cotton. One day I worked for a neighbor for 2 gallons of syrup. This work was in the cane field in Louisiana. How many folks do you suppose you could get to work on the farm these days? Maybe not many, but some. Otherwise, more folks might be going hungry than what are doing so now. Isn't it strange how folks early in life develop ambitions and have great desires to do certain things? One of my ambitions as a young man was to learn printing and to be a linotype operator. And so, at the end of my junior year of high school, I hitchhiked some 50 or 60 miles or more to get a job in the printing business. Well, I didn't get the job in the big town, but I did get the lowly job of sweeping out, smelting metal, and running errands and associated jobs in my own hometown weekly newspaper back where I lived. But that was a start, and it led to the fulfillment of that boyhood dream. As a result, I have set thousands of lines of type on the Linotype, both in the commercial shop and also in the busy daily newspaper shop where the deadline had to be met. But all of it took work. It was a challenge and required skill and perseverance. However, success brought with it a reward and satisfaction. One of the great jobs of all time was assigned to God's people in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. This was in the days of Nehemiah. Maybe you've read of this success in the book of Nehemiah. The key to their accomplishment is found in 8 words. For the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah 4:6. How could they have done it without work? Never. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 outlines 3 things which are essential, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. Now this says to be quiet, not noisy, and to mind your own business, not the other fellows, and to work with your own hands, not expecting or demanding handouts. Of course, this would apply to people who are able to work. The Bible outlines 3 alternatives to work. Which one of these would you like to do? 1, work or beg. Luke 16:3 says, I cannot dig, to beg I am ashamed. Maybe it would be better if more folks were ashamed to beg, and then they would dig. Is that too strong? 2, work or starve. Listen, if any would not work, neither should he eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, and certainly we would not want to see anyone starve to death. We would rather see them work. And 3, work or steal. But the scriptures say, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. And that means work. Very little comfort is found in the Bible for lazy folks. Jesus himself must have learned carpentry as he grew into manhood, for he worked. Paul worked with his own hands for his needs and the needs of those with him. He was a tent maker. Now allow me to bear down just a little harder. Listen to these scriptures. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Proverbs 6:6. And again, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Proverbs 18:9. And again, from Proverbs 21:25, the desires of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. What a pity. There are 3 things needed for a healthy body: rest, food, and exercise. So we might say you need sleep, food, and work. Ecclesiastes 5:12 really puts this in perspective. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. It is quite possible if you quit work, your health may deteriorate. It has been said that an idle mind is the devil's workshop, and to some extent this is true. If the mind is idle, many ills of the body can be imagined. So, even though you may retire from one job, never, never quit work. There is still much to do for the Lord and souls. No amount of cheating and stealing can bring the happiness that work does. The ones who find most satisfaction and happiness in life are the ones who have a goal and work for it. Those who are idle have more disturbances and problems than the person who's busy working. Listen to Paul's admonition. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. 2 Thessalonians 3:11. Let me give you the next verse. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. You see, these busybodies have many frustrations and need to go to work. Now, a final scripture with a warning. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9:4. How true. Dear ones, let us value the privilege of work and be busy for the Lord while it is day. Souls are perishing daily without God and salvation. Listen now to The Golden Harvest by H.R. Jeffrey. Oh, why should I be idle while there's so much to do? The wheat is ripe to harvest and the laborers are few. Oh, why should I be idle? The morning sun is high and soon it will be sinking low in the western sky. No, I shall not be idle, for in God's word I see no idlers in my vineyard. Go thou and work for me. I'll be no longer idle, but faithful I will be. I'll go and work for Jesus. I hear him calling me. Why stand ye all day idle? There's harvesting for all. Oh, grasp the flaming sickle and heed the master's call. The labors are few, and still there's much to do. The wheat is ripe to harvest, and the labors are few. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of doing something for God and for souls that are lost and perishing. We pray that you would give us a vision of thy work for us continually, that we may not falter or fail in doing that which is your will for us. We pray that you'd bless the listeners of the broadcast today. Give them a real desire to live for God and be up and doing while it is day. We pray your blessings may rest upon each one, and for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. It's really a pleasure to have the opportunity to bring the broadcast over this list of stations that carry the mission trail from week to week, and we appreciate those who make it possible for us to continue. And now as we near the close of another year, we trust that God's blessings will be with each of you, that you'll look back and see how God has blessed and prospered you, and that you'll not forget the work of God in the days ahead. Pray for us as we also pray for you. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful. Goodbye.